This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. There's been another attempt on the life of Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf. A suicide bomber rammed a truck into a police vehicle near Rawalpindi just moments after Musharraf's motorcade passed by. Musharraf was unhurt, but at least seven others were killed. A similar incident occurred just 11 days ago. Washington Post reporter Kamran Khan is in Karachi, Pakistan. What more do you know about today's assassination attempt?
It was a very, very close call, and we can say very safely closest call yet. He had survived at least three previous attempts. The last one was 11 days ago, but today's was, as we've been told, a suicide bomber tried to ram his vehicle into Musharraf's motorcade. It had barely passed, and it hit the rear of the motorcade, and it was a big, big blast. And so far, we know about eight people got killed and 18 people wounded, and most of those killed were Musharraf's security people traveling with him.
It sounds like Musharraf should not be traveling by road.
Oh, there's no way he can escape that, because it was a short journey he was taking just outside his house. Mind you, this incident again was just 200 yards away, the previous incident, which happened 11 days ago, and this place is less than a kilometer away from Musharraf's army house residence. And again, this place is, this city is a garrison town, it's a military town, and this vicinity where, this neighborhood where it happened is exclusively, almost an exclusive military area. That's why people are saying that it's a very, very serious breach of security.
Who's behind these attacks on Musharraf?
It's anybody's guess, but we know, and investigators of the last bombing were very seriously looking into the threats which he received from Al-Qaeda, more specifically from Al-Qaeda's number two, Ayman al-Zawahiri, whose last two audio tapes had specifically targeted Musharraf, and he had called him a traitor of Islam and had called upon his Pakistan army and the locals here to stand up against him and throw him out of power. And it was a total call for rebellion from Ayman al-Zawahiri, the Al-Qaeda's number two. We can say that Al-Qaeda is targeting him or threatening him because of his support and assistance to the U.S. in its war against terrorism in the past 1 year or so. Pakistan arrested more than 500 Al-Qaeda activists here and handed them over to the U.S. So Al-Qaeda has a reason to go after.
Just yesterday, Musharraf sought to put an end to a dispute with Pakistan's hardline Islamic parties by promising to surrender the position as army chief by the end of next year. What's that about?
Yeah, that's something which was a pawn, and this was something which was thought that would help Musharraf consolidate his power, would reduce tension, would diminish political tension in the country, would appease the hardline religious lobby here, and probably this attack was targeted against disturbing that equation which Musharraf did last night alone.
Washington Post reporter Kamran Khan in Karachi, Pakistan.